I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If you were to take a red marker and color in the African nations at war, the center of the continent is looking like a giant red blotch right about now. We've been telling you about the crises in South Sudan and the Central African Republic lately. Today we want to talk about the Democratic Republic of Congo, a place that's seen its own pitched battles in recent days between rebels and the government. In all three of those countries, the news is discouraging. But this next story reminds us that there are young Africans who are invested in real change and making things better. I want to tell you about one of those young people, a musician from Congo. His name is Balodji. This is Independence Cha-Cha. When it came out, Balodji wasn't even born. Singer Joseph Kabasela wrote it to embrace Congo's 1960 independence from Belgium. Balodji would be born in 1978, when Congo had already become Zaire and was firmly under the thumb of dictator Mobutu Sese Seko. When Balodji was 7, he moved with his dad to Belgium. He got big time into hip-hop, but then he happened to sample a bit of Cameroon's Manu Dibango and reconnected with his own roots. Balodji would go on to record another tune that became huge in Congo. It sampled that 1960 track, Independence Cha-Cha. His version, though, is critical of the lack of progress since independence. La multitude d'origine, autant d'ethnies que de coutumes, n'empêche le partage d'aspirations communes. C'est
indépendance. There is so many layers in that song.
To give his song the authenticity he wanted, Balodji told me, he went back to Kinshasa to record it and shoot the video with local musicians.
I went back to Kinshasa because I felt this urge of doing music. And whatever we were doing music, people were always talking about politics.
And what were they saying about the politics?
Just talking about the situation. Just talking about, you know, like a country like Congo has its first election. Can you imagine in 2007? So it's like a revolution. And so I use that angle because the song is talking about that. Basically, like, since the independence, we move some small step and we have to accept that it's some small step. So we don't have to lose this idea that we are on the right path. We don't have to lose this because we all know what's going wrong in Africa. Everybody is the easiest target you can get.
As a sort of protest song, which bemoans the lack of progress in countries like Congo, do you think it had an effect? I mean, what is the situation in DR Congo since you wrote the song?
Yeah, it was critical because when we record that song, most of the musicians didn't want to sing on it.
Really?
No. And I changed completely the lyrics for the original version. We took another direction. We questioned what happened next, like saying the clock stopped ticking at midnight, and then the time is suspended. Suspended time. That's basically what the song is talking about. Like, nothing really changed. But still, we had to change slowly because it takes time, and we have to accept that it takes time.
Do people in Kinshasa, in Lubumbashi, listen to your music, and how would you like them to react to it?
Yeah, they start listening to it. It took us a while because, I mean, as somebody is living in Europe, you physically protected. You're not confronted to the situation the way they are confronted to. It's also a country where you don't have protest music because there is no record label. The only way for musicians to have recognition is working with beer company or telecom phone companies. So you have to be really politically correct. You cannot talk about this kind of subject. So nobody talk about these kind of things. So they give me a pass as the fact that I'm a little bit an outsider, but I'm 100% Congolese and I'm representing the Congolese flag. It's my identity. And I don't have this identity crisis of most of people of the diaspora. They don't know if they're from the continent. They don't know if they're from Europe. And I'm like, listen, I'm both sides. And it's impossible to decide. It's like mixed race. You don't decide. You're both sides.
Balodji, do you see yourself as an emissary for change? I mean, would you like your music to achieve that, to make Congo a better place?
Wow. I think it needs more than music to make it a better place, unfortunately, for us.
You're going to be in the United States pretty soon. You'll be performing at Global Fest in New York on Sunday. What would you like Americans to know about Congo?
Oh, so many things. But I think the main thing is, like, Congo is... I don't want to put myself like an ambassador of Congo. I just want to know that world music is a really cliche word. It doesn't mean anything.
A cliche, yeah.
Yeah. It's even more connected to some a view that you want to still look at African the way they used to be, like with the beautiful banana belt, some tam-tams and all this cliche. And I'm trying to say it's not just about that. And that's the beauty of the internet, for example. Internet is also in Africa. That means when something happens, when somebody has a comment, an opinion, a view, it doesn't just stay in Europe or in America. It's also in Africa. So we know. So the gap that we had the last 20 years don't exist anymore.